From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes from the archive of naturalist Rebecca Lexa. Among the most majestic and charismatic of our local native birds is the great blue heron, the only year-round member of the heron family found in and around Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. It is also our tallest bird, sometimes reaching over 4 feet in height. Great blue herons are recognizable even at a distance by their long necks and legs, slender pointed beak, and grayish-blue plumage. Fish make up the majority of the heron's diet. Its long legs allow it to wade out into the water in search of prey. However, these birds will also hunt frogs and other amphibians, snakes, rodents, and other small mammals. They may even eat the young of other birds if the opportunity presents itself. Their hunting techniques are similar in water and on land, as they try to carefully creep up on unsuspecting prey, which they then swallow whole. It often surprises people to find out that herons often nest in trees. If there are not suitable trees, they may also nest on platforms, beaver mounds, and even on the ground. They build the nests out of sticks, and the same site may be used year after year. Several nests are found in one area known as a colony or heronry. While a pair may stick together for the breeding season, most herons choose a new mate each year. The female lays 2 to 6 eggs, which incubate for a month. The young grow quickly and are usually able to leave the nest in under 3 months. While great blue herons are not endangered, they can become entangled in abandoned fishing gear at the water's edge, often dying in the process. And like other wildlife, habitat loss takes a toll on local populations. Willapa National Wildlife Refuge helps ensure we will have herons for generations to come. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.